Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right, he does. He gives without great spirit and soul. You're never going to be a Chicago Bull under Jim Boylan, but Daniel Gafford is. So let's find out more about him. He says he knows himself. Well, we need to get to know him a bit more. So how about his former coach who coached him at Arkansas, Mike Anderson, now the head coach of St. John's, who is on Twitter at @Iron_MikeMA and joins us on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
What do we have here in this kid?
I tell you what, you got, number one, a kid of great character. Mom and dad has done a great job with him. Has a high motor, and you talk about a ceiling. He has an unbelievable ceiling in front of him. You know, he's been playing basketball as long as a lot of other kids have at this stage of his juncture. And but to see where he came from his freshman year, sophomore year, and to where he is right now, you can't teach. He's an elite athlete. You can't teach size. You can't. He's a quick. I think he's a quick forward. He can run the floor like a guard. And I think the motor really helps him. And he's one of those kids that's oozing with potential and wants to get better.
Mike, and notice that I believe if I have the numbers right, in his last year at Arkansas, you guys had 9 new players coming in. Gafford was one of the few returners. What role did he play for you in an off the court setting with all those new kids?
Well, he had to become a leader, you know, at a young age, and you know, he went from being one of those guys that fit in. We had a great guard tandem with Daryl Macon and Jalen Barfer his freshman year, and so he was able to just do his thing. And obviously, he goes up on the scouting report now the next year, and he's a marked guy, and he put up great numbers. He was first team all conference. I think he was like second in the league and third in scoring. First and rebounding, block shots, and he's an exciting player. And I think, you know, Coach Boyle hit it all when he said, you know, he's going to look in the eye. He's very, very coachable. He's going to do the things you ask him to do. And I think off the floor, he got a chance to grow and become a leader.
Because it's Arkansas, because it's a high-energy front court player, it's easy and maybe too easy to make the Bobby Portis comparison contrast. But I'm going to do it anyway, because that's a guy that Bulls fans are familiar with at this point. How is he like Portis, and how is he not?
I think he's got that motor. You know, I think, you know, I think Bobby's going to be a great mentor for him. Because I thought Bobby was one of those guys, he didn't want to be just a good player, and I'm sure you guys got to taste that. He wanted to be a great player, and he was going to do all the things that it took. He's going to be the first one in the gym, and they told me they used to have to run him out of the gym, and he was the last one to leave. And Bobby's work ethic was second to none, and I think Daniel is starting to grasp that, and I think Bobby is really kind of want to be a guy to help show him the way. But I think they're both exciting players. I think they want to have careers in the NBA, don't want to just be in the league. And I think they're going to do all the things that it takes to put themselves in that position. I think with Daniel, especially now, he get a chance. It's his job now to get better, you know. And, you know, when you're young and you're just coming up and you don't know what kind of talent you do have. But you got school, you got to balance that with, you know, going to class, and you got a lot of distractions. Well, now it's his job. And I think, you know, for Bull fans, they're going to see a guy that's going to continue to excel and become an integral part of some of the things they're going to do.
So, Mike, I was kind of like scrolling through some of Daniel Gafford's game logs, and I noticed that in his first start for you at Arkansas, it was against Minnesota. I don't know how well you remember the game. But he went 8 for 8 from the floor and had 7 boards and 6 blocks. Was he just like at a completely different emotional level? What was he like after you named him to the starting 5 for the first time?
I think I became a smarter coach when I started. You know, I think we ended up winning that game, and he put on a phenomenal show. I mean, you just envision a guy, you know, blocking a shot on one end, and now he's on the receiving end of an alley-oop at the other end. I mean, that's playing with a lot of energy and passion, and I think that's what you're getting with this guy right here. He's very, very efficient. I mean, a lot of those shots were dunks. And of course, when you get to the next level, they ain't going to let you dunk as easy. So I guess you got to either run faster or you got to continue to develop your game. And I think Daniel's one of those guys that he will. I think he's a very coachable young man. And as I said, you flash back when he was, I think, in the 10th grade, 9th, 10th grade. This guy was in the band. And so now you're talking about now he's on the big stage in a Chicago Bulls uniform. And I think, timing is everything. And I think his best basketball continues to be in front of him.
The NBA game has changed significantly in the last 5 years. Even you can point to the last 2 years, the way that analytics and multifaceted talents have allowed us to understand what are good shots, what are bad shots, and now everything's being measured. How close in general do you think the college game is catching up, or is there still a gap between watching somebody and doing that scout's job of watching somebody play college ball and understanding how that's going to translate to almost a different sport?
I think, I tell you what, it takes a certain individual, and you guys got a guy that's Dave Bullwinkle. He's come to quite a few of our practices to watch our team and some of the things that we do. And we do a lot of things that hopefully that some of the NBA teams do in terms of workouts and trying how we play. But I just think the versatility, you talk about the analytics, you talk about guys being multifaceted. I mean, a big guy like Daniel, he's got to learn how to be able to, those guys, they're going to switch at times coming off those screens, those guards. You got to be able to do that kind of stuff. And I think, some of the things that we've done is kind of hopefully got them prepared. But you can't prepare to play against some of the best players in the world because each and every day. So the best way to do that is through the summer league and through training camps. I think that's going to progress a guy like Daniel even more so. But you're seeing more and more young guys have an opportunity to come to that league. I mean, you look at the draft this year, and it's certainly going to have an impact, I'm sure, on the NBA game as these guys continue to come up there. And I think coaches are really trying to push and get these guys ready for that level.
You mentioned Bulls scout Dave Bullwinkle. What exactly was his involvement or exposure in this process?
Well, he came around quite a bit, and of course, I've talked a lot with Dave, and he's watched my teams over the years wherever I've been. And I think one of the things that a lot of teams know our kids they're gonna leave it on the floor. They're gonna play hard. They're gonna play defense. They're gonna play the game the right way. And I think you got to be able to picture some of these guys on down the line. As I said, Daniel was in the band probably six, seven years ago, and now he's on a bigger stage and a guy I think he runs the floor like a guard. He rebounds. Got a great pair of hands. Rebounds the ball, tremendous offensive rebound. You were talking about Bobby Porter. I thought that's what Bobby had that motor, and he thought every shot would miss. Daniel is one of those guys. He's so long. He plays up in the air. He can go get the rebounds, but he just plays relentless, and all he is just getting some seasoning. But Dave, again, I've had a lot of conversation with him in terms of the type of players and development of guys, and I think that's something we do well.
Mike, you're on to a new phase in your coaching career, taking over at St. John's as the head coach back in middle of April, I suppose. How has it been kind of melding into the campus? How has it been meeting with the kids, and what are the expectations for the coming season?
It's been good. I had to come in and re-recruit the kids that were here, and I think we got some good pieces here. And of course, we just got to get it updated in terms of how we want to play. It's going to be a different style, different brand of basketball that these guys played here last year. And Chris did a great job. Mullins did a great job with them. They won 21 games, and I just want to build on that. And then, of course, hopefully continue to bring in talents that fit what we're doing and play a style of basketball that, fans and St. John's alums can appreciate and continue to develop, good men on and off the floor. And that's one of the things I really want to say about Dan. I think when you talk about a kid, yes, sir, he will look you in the eye. And, when he first came there, now, he didn't look you in the eye. He was a little, look how young guys are. They're in a shell. And now I can't stop him from talking now. Yeah. So, but he's in a place right now where I think people can appreciate, you know, a young guy from El Dorado, Arkansas, and it's a big deal for him. It's a big deal for his family, his community back there, and I think he wants to make them proud.
Mike, very good stuff.
Appreciate it.
Best of luck with St. John's, and appreciate you taking the time to join us.
I appreciate you guys having me, and hopefully I'll be down there to see the Bulls play.
Mike Anderson, the head coach of St. John's, former Arkansas head coach, who coached Bulls second-round pick Daniel Gafford.
Multi-positional, number of times that he mentioned that with Daniel Gafford. I don't know what the expectations the Bulls will put on him necessarily are, but nice to know that is a guy that might be able to handle at least offensively a position or two, as opposed to just kind of being a little bit more one-dimensional, I suppose.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.